Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's Friday.
You made it.
I did.
Okay.
It's good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You know, that one day a week that we get to interact.
I know.
Not virtually, like in person.
I know.
Right? So
it's special. It's a special time.
All right. Thanks for making it weird.
I try.
Okay. There you go. Welcome, everyone. This is our Solutions from the Street program on KSJE, the program that we air on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. And we get to talk about a challenge in the community and an innovative solution to address that challenge.
That's right. And so today's problem, although we've been challenged to call it something not a problem, something
right.
like an opportunity, perhaps.
Yes.
Support for veterans.
Who's
given support for veterans
right.
out there?
And how can we do that?
And there's a couple ways that people are supporting veterans. But this, I think, is a novel way to support veterans.
Right.
So
exactly. And regular viewers and listeners of this program may have already heard us talk about it, but I don't think you were here for that program.
I don't think I was.
But this is an update.
It's new for me.
As this program is getting up and running. And so that's why we brought our guest in this week to talk about it.
That's right. Tina White from First Tee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good
very
to,
much.
Good to have you. And so we've talked about this before a little bit, right?
We have.
Okay.
We have, but like I say, it's good timing. It's a big update, new things. It's the program's growing, and we're able to identify an opportunity that I don't think we even knew.
Nice.
Was going to happen.
So very good.
That's good.
Okay. And so I'll put it up on the screen. The First Tee Veterans Golf League.
Yes. And so, you know, I'll back up just a little bit and kind of tell you what the story, how it all came together is.
All right.
You know, the PGA of America, national organization, has a program called PGA Hope. And this is a specific outreach just for veterans. And they have PGA Hope chapters across the country. And where they open them as they, you have to apply for it because they bring out special trainers that come and train the PGA pros in your community to work with veterans. So things like working with people with PTSD, people maybe with different disabilities, different strength levels, communication challenges, the PGA has people trained and experts that come to do that. So when Tom Yost, our program director, applied, we think that maybe they, when we put Kirtland, New Mexico, they thought it was Kirtland Air Force Base. That's why we got it.
Well,
we went with it.
Why not? You know, they don't have to know.
Because there's a really large number of veterans in San Juan County.
Yes.
That's true.
And then when you include the surrounding regions, you know, it's upward of, you know, 6,000 potential veterans that that are out there and that have different levels of needs and involvement in the community. So we started PGA Hope. All of the local golf pros, David Crafton from San Juan Country Club, Luke Tanner from Pinyon Hills, Tom Yost, we had guys coming from Cortez and Durango, came down to be trained in this program. And so, you know, I just want to give kudos to those guys dedicating their time and their expertise. It's been great to see that come together.
Well, I bet they saw the opportunity for the veterans in their communities, too, to be able to take this program back to their courses and to their local veteran groups.
Sure, absolutely. So the PGA HOPE program itself is six-week classes. And so we meet once a week, and the pros teach golf. And we might do putting 1 week, and then they do long drive, and then we go to Civitan and play nine holes. And so what happened, we had our first session last fall, and these guys were together, I don't know, 20 minutes, and it was just this immediate camaraderie. You know, the strong were supporting the weak, the shy were talking to the outgoing, and it was really a cool, powerful thing.
And this was all ages kind of too, right, this group?
This was all ages. We had veterans in their 30s all the way up to in their 80s, male, female. We had a single mom from Shiprock that's struggling with PTSD. We had a guy, 28-year veteran in the Navy, coming down from Durango just because they wanted, you know, that that camaraderie with people that that have that shared experience.
Right.
So it was really cool. So we had this class, and at the end of 6 weeks, you know, the class is over. So we were thinking, how are we going to keep these guys engaged? What can we do to keep this going? And so first he came up with this Veterans League, so that these guys are going to be playing, you know, we'll do the PGA HOPE thing. And then when you graduate from PGA HOPE, you go into the Veterans League.
Nice.
So, and just to zoom out and back up a bit, because some of us probably missed the first tee interview. What is First Tee?
So First Tee is a youth development organization that teaches life skills and character values through the game of golf. So historically, we are, you know, we work with kids, 7 to 18. We are in elementary schools. We are in youth centers and golf courses across San Juan County, and now the Four Corners region, which is exciting. You know, we are one of 180 chapters nationwide, but we are our own 501c3. So we've got that support of a larger brand, the proven evidence-based curriculum, all that stuff, but we have the autonomy to do what we want. And that's kind of where this came from. And, you know, I'll tell you, as a result, you know, we have one of our best volunteers this season came out of our PGA HOPE class. And so, you know, we've got guys that now they're mentors to our kids.
Yeah.
Now, and so we just didn't have any idea. So, you know, now we're in the middle of our second PGA HOPE class, twice as big as the first one.
Wow.
A wider span of ages, wider span of disabilities. And, you know, it's just been really cool. And so now when the league is going to be this summer, it's going to be at Riverview Golf Course. And, you know, San Juan County and Riverview Golf Course is just such a great resource for the community, very supportive of anything kids and vets. We couldn't do what we do without the support of San Juan County. And that's going to start on June 14th. So it's going to be six sessions every other week, and the guys are going to come and they're going to play like in golf tournaments. Every week is going to be a different format. We're going to do prizes. We're going to get everybody together for a meal before, we're just really excited. And the calls that we've gotten from people wanting to do it, it's, you know, the golf clubs have been in the garage for 10 years, they haven't gotten out, they don't really know anybody, and this is kind of hoping, you know, to be a spark.
Give oh, great.
The framework, you know, to get outside and to socialize and to, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for the golf league, these veterans don't have to have gone through the PGA Hope program, do they?
No, that is correct. This is open to all vets. And, you know, like I say, we'll see the different levels we get. We'll, you know, I don't know. It's going to be good, but they're, you know, they're all welcome. And just from, I know the PGA Hope graduates, they're just so supportive to the ones that, you know, that maybe haven't gone through it. And, you know, if you're a golfer, if you're a vet, to be able to have the attention of, you know, three golf pros at the golf course for everyone, it's really cool to see. And if you're not a golfer at all, to be able to have, you know, the experts in the community show you how to do it.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. Cool to see.
And just for folks who aren't watching the video, I want to just kind of read a little bit off of the graphic that we're showing. This is a no charge league that these veterans can join.
Yes, that's correct. There is no charge. And you know, we just are grateful to Basin Home Health, Vince Moffitt. We shared this opportunity with him and he jumped on it. And so that is thanks to the people and the team at Basin that are making it possible to be free.
Very good. And so again, this is going to, you're going to play on Wednesdays.
Yes.
June 14th and 28th, the July 12th and 26th, and August 9th and 23rd are the dates.
Correct.
That we're talking
about. Correct. So we're set up for 40, and we're getting close. So I'm sure it's going to be there since it starts Wednesday. So if people are interested, they just need to call the office at 505-334-4291, and that will be me that they talk to, and
okay,
just get the information.
The lady from the radio.
That's right, and we'll and get everybody set up to do that. So
yeah, terrific, very good, and of course this kind of runs. It's separate from the PGA Hope program, but it also is kind of connected since you're both dealing with veterans.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know the PGA Hope program, the PGA pays for.
Right.
Nationally. And so, it's under the umbrella, though, of you know, the First Tee Golf Program in the community. That's how we've got lots of little hats under the umbrrella. So that's kind of how it comes in.
What are the, I'm sure you have character skills outlined, right? What are some of the character skills that the game of golf teaches?
So things like goal setting is a big one. And, you know, we always kind of share the story that if we had a life skills class, nobody's going to sign up for life. Well, maybe somebody else sign up for a life skills class.
One or two, maybe.
But if we have golf class, people sign up for the golf class. So we kind of sneak in the life skills that way. But things like goal setting is a great example. Where we can take the game of golf, gamification, we call it, and we can teach kids, let's set a goal for this hole. And how do you set realistic goals that are challenging but still attainable? How do you work towards those goals? And it's easy to give them that vernacular on golf course. And then afterwards we say, hey, okay, so look what you just did on this putting green. How does that work in school? What if you have a goal? What are your goals in school? You know, and let's identify that and see. So it's called Bridge to Life is kind of what the curriculum calls it, is how we take that. Things like ability to compromise. So, you know, there's no classes on that in school anymore. And so that's just one of those life skills that, you know, if we're playing a golf team and, you know, we've got to decide what's the best ball for this next shot, yours or mine, I think it's mine, you think it's yours, we got to work that out before we can move forward. We practice doing that compromise thing. You know, appreciating diversity. When you're put with people of all different skill levels, different races, different, you know, locate where they live, male, female, all that kind of stuff, it's built into practicing that. Communication skills, looking each other in the eye, introducing yourself, doing those kind of things, all built in to or the life skills that we do.
Nice. So, and these are mostly with your younger members, right? But they probably do translate a bit to the adults as well, do they not?
Sure. I mean, they're inherent in golf. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of what is unique, I think, about the sport of golf. I mean, you can learn life skills and values in any sport, and they're all very valuable. And so we just kind of look at golf as just another opportunity for anybody. But I think like the first tee is uniquely positioned to take the sport to veterans because it's a lifelong sport. So it'd be hard to start a vet's baseball team or baseball league because you got to have, you know, physically there's challenges there, or, you know, or basketball or any sport. And it's certainly, you know, like I say, there's room for all the sports, but we just have the opportunity where we can take that sport, get those guys there, remove whatever barriers that they may have. And maybe it's a fit and maybe, you know, it's not, but it's definitely an option.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I wanted to ask you, Tina, if a veteran maybe did have a disability, are you able to work with some disabilities by bringing them and getting them involved on the course and some of these things that we're talking about?
Yeah, we are able to. We have a lot of options for modified equipment, different things, people with prosthetics. We are trained and set up for that. And, you know, people may not be aware, but, you know, the golf courses here in town do have handicap carts that enable people that are in wheelchairs that assist them in standing up, and, you know, other mobility challenges. So I would just encourage people that may think that's a barrier to give us a call, and because we've got a lot of ways we can deal with that.
Nice, because I imagine maybe there are some folks thinking they may never be able to get out on the golf course again, whereas maybe before their injury they were, and mm-hmm. that would be a pretty cool thing to be able to do once again that they didn't think they were able to.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah.
Very good. And they can call that number, the same number that you gave us?
334-4291. But, you know, if they, Pinyon Hills has one, mm-hmm. Riverview has one as well. And so, yeah, definitely an option.
Very good. And I want to touch a bit about, too, on the expansion, the growth of the First Tee program. You mentioned Cortez and Durango now. It's now First Tee of the Four Corners. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great opportunity for kids and veterans and others and other communities here in the region to take part in the First Tee program.
Yeah, absolutely. We are just overwhelmed with the welcoming we're getting in the Southwest Colorado community. Conquistador Golf Course, Dolores Elementary School, Needham Elementary School in Durango, and of course Hillcrest is just a huge champion for our programs, and a lot of energy and a ton of kids up there. They're ready to go. So Ignacio,
right,
goes the.
Nice.
You're growing.
Region 9. That's what they call it up there.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, that's fancy.
I learned that.
There you go. Okay. Sounds good. And with the PGA Hope program, you were saying that you have another, you had one in the fall, mm-hmm. and then this grew out of it, this Veterans Golf League, and you have another one going on now. Is there plans for another one in the fall then?
Yeah, the next PGA Hope class will start September 27th, and just the best time of year to play golf around here, just in my opinion.
In the fall.
Yeah. The fall golf's the best. But yeah, and we're taking names for that now. And so give us a call, and we'd love to get you on that list. And it's the same number, 334-4291. Also, if, you know, you're at the golf course and you run into, you know, Tom Yost, he is the PGA pro that was, this was his vision to bring this here, and it's been really good. They also have PGA Hope program in Albuquerque at UNM South and in Las Cruces as well in New Mexico, really strong programs there.
Nice. Very good. Well, it's definitely making an impact around the region, around the state,
mm-hmm.
sounds like to me. So that's wonderful. And then, of course, with this Veterans Golf League, will there be more of that I guess, coming along after you get through with this current schedule.
Yeah, that's our hope, is that we'll be able to keep this going for these guys, for, you know, to get in the habit of going to the golf course, calling each other, hanging out. But we'll definitely be providing this kind of framework ongoing, just based on the response we've had.
Very good. And you still have a few more spots to hit that 40.
We do.
Of veterans to take part in this first golf league, right?
Yes, we do. And we, like I say, we would welcome anybody. Give me a call and we can get you on the list.
Okay, very good. If there's another business listening, watching this morning, or another individual that maybe wants to support First Tee, you're always looking for sponsors, I would assume.
Yes, we are 100% supported by our community. So we are always grateful for businesses that may want to partner with us. Maybe you feel strongly about girls' self-esteem. We've got a girls' program. We've got, you know, high school programs, programs for athletes with special needs. Our Special Olympics program is another great opportunity. You know, tell me what you're passionate about, and we want to highlight you there and develop that there. So
sounds great. Very good.
Same number.
Wow. It's a one-stop shop. Talk to Tina. She knows it all. She will connect you with what you need to know. So that's good to know. Again, 505-334-4291 is the number to get a hold of Tina at the First Tee Four Corners program for sponsorships, or the Veterans Golf Tournament, or the PGA Hope program, or many of the other programs that that Tina has under her.
Yes, check out
leadership.
Our website at firstteefourcorners.org. Everything is there, our whole full schedule of events. And we also have a Facebook page.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
First Tee Four Corners.
There you go. Perfect.
We have Instagram and Twitter too, but
awesome.
Not a lot of action.
That's all right. There you go. Well, Tina, thank you for coming in and sharing the news about this great program for veterans, not just here in San Juan County, but throughout the region as well. So it's great to learn about it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Great to have you here. And Megan Collup, great to have you here. Because I pay you to be here.
Yes. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Right? You know.
Not personally. But,
no, not personally.
Know.
Station page.
Station.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's all right. You know.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
yes,
we should say,
okay,
if you, listener, have an idea for a problem and a solution maker.
Or challenge.
An opportunity.
Yeah.
As we've learned.
Yes.
What can they do? You can go to ksje@sanjuancollege.edu and drop us an email.
Yeah.
And we would love to have that solution on.
Exactly.
Program.
We will investigate and we will book a guest.
Yes.
As
that
they
would
say.
Be great.
And there you go. But reach out, let us know. Or if you have, you know, a comment about the show, you can let us know that too.
Right.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Scott's Blazers, if you want to comment on Scott's Blazers.
Sure. Or Megan's T-shirts.
Yeah.
I think fair is fair.
Black,
you know?
Usually.
Yeah. Whatever's
not
going on.
To comment on, but yeah.
Well, some weeks it's a little more
some weeks
busy
it's
than
some,
others.
Yeah, it's
let's
some
just
band
put it that
T-shirts,
way.
Those kinds of things. Yeah.
Okay. Drop us an email, everybody.
ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
There you go. All right. Excellent. A reminder that we'll be back next week with our That's Interesting program. That's on the other Fridays of the month, the 1st, 3rd, and 5th. And that's a kind of free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all.
Right?
We never know.
Radio speaking.
We don't talk to each other beforehand, so we have no idea what's coming.
No. We just bring stuff that's interesting to the show.
Yes.
And we encourage you to do the same, audience. You can call in. It's a call-in
show. It's a
call-in show. And you can call in and share whatever's interesting that's going on in your world.
And we think it's the only call-in show in Farmington.
I'm going to say it is.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong. Prove us wrong, audience. Yeah. But call in next week, and we'll get you on the air and talk about whatever's interesting in your world. Because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So there you go. 8 to 9 a.m. on KSJE. And tomorrow, gosh, you're working again.
Radio Free Saturday morning.
The music show.
The music show.
The look inside the musical mind of Megan Collup.
It's always eclectic.
That's
so
true.
This is a format-free radio show, which is in the biz. That means it's genreless. So you can hear rock and roll 1 second, R&B the next, jazz the next. You never know what's coming.
You never know. It's like someone put their iPod on shuffle and it's just a crazy mix.
That's what it sounds like.
Exactly.
And the premise of it is we choose a theme, mm-hmm. and I pick songs surrounding that theme.
Okay.
So tomorrow's theme is...
Yes. Tell us when you think of it.
Jeez. Every time.
I know.
I get caught every time.
Because you've been working on it all week.
Yeah.
And it escapes you.
It escapes
me. Okay. But in the past, there have been themes about disease. That's my favorite.
Disease was one.
I remember that one.
Wonder.
Wonder.
Friendship.
Right.
You know, poetry.
Yeah.
So...
So that's the type of theme we're talking about.
Yes.
For tomorrow.
Yes.
And if you think of it, you'll let us know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
If I think of it.
That's all right. Okay. There you go.
It'll come.
All right.
At 3 a.m. tonight.
Okay. Don't call me. But,
yeah.
You know, write it down. But I appreciate it. So there you go. Well, very good. Well, I think we're about the end of the show then.
Yes, sir.
So we will see everybody next week for our That's Interesting program. But thank you for joining us. If you thought this program was... share worthy. We invite you to go to Facebook or YouTube and share the video of this program. It'll be on our podcast platforms too very shortly. So we will see you next week, everyone, right here on KSJE. Have a great week.
Positive Realty, your locally owned full-service real estate brokerage, proudly serving buyers and sellers throughout San Juan County. Owner Realtor Matt Albright is ready to answer your real estate questions in an ever-changing market, offering his experience, market knowledge, and relaxed professional approach to every transaction. Positive Realty, making real estate goals a reality, always working on behalf of their clients' best interests. More information at 505-787-7121 or online at positiverealtynm.com.
I am King Arthur.
No, you're not.
And this is Monty Python's Spamalot. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Run away!
Featuring a bevy of beautiful showgirls, cows, killer rabbits, and French people. Don't miss the smash hit Broadway musical Spamalot.
Or else we shall say, nick.
Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center June 8th through the 18th. Find tickets at fmtn.org/shows.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.